All right, let's work out some emotions with mandibles.
Drag me around to Kentucky. Drag me around to Vermont. Drag me around to Mississippi, honey, but it won't give me what I want. Drag me around to Wisconsin. Drag me around to New York. Drag me around to Louisiana, but I'll still end up falling short. I need a day job.
I like the opening of this song. Like, it's got this cool sort of Americana finger-picked guitar sound, which I think sounds really great. And Cybronica's vocals are just sounding, like, strong and lovely per usual. Like, I like the verses, even though they're almost just listing a number of places that she's been dragged around to. But the melody is bluesy, and it's, like, combined with the guitar, gives me just this kind of cool... you know, kind of folky, bluesy Americana vibe that I'm really liking. I also really like the bridge, which kind of brings in this sort of Age of Aquarius sort of element that I also like. But, like, I'm not really loving the theme of the song, you know. Like, most of us, we work at a desk and we want to be a touring musician. Like, we, you know, we have healthcare and we have benefits and maybe we have steady pay. And, like, but we live in the mundane world of printers and scanners and office equipment, and it just seems weird. Like, it's the grass is always greener, but, like tell me a story of being on the road or touring. Like, don't tell me about, like, how you want to be an office worker. Like, I don't know. That part didn't really work well for me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I could get that. It's like, I'm very much a realist nowadays where, you know, I think we've even mentioned it on the podcast before where, you know, if we got to a position where we got some publicity and people wanted to see Jerkatorium live, you know, it's like, would we tour the United States in a van? No.
No, of course not.
No, absolutely. Never. I mean, that's... Who do you think I am? I'm not going to get in a van for anything. You know?
But it does sound romantic, right? Like, I want to be sold on the romance of doing it. I just don't want to do it.
I don't want to be cold and hungry and worried about our PA getting stolen. You know, it's like, I don't want to be rushing from place to place because we got to make another $50 at this next all-night show or something like that. I mean, it's like, I just, the realistic part of it is like that. And I feel that way about everything. You know, it's like, you know, about every kind of fantasy that you can imagine is not as good as you want it to be. You want to have an affair with your letter carrier. That sounds like fun, but she's going to be at your house every day.
right, you know,
at some point or another. And so if it works out great, that's not going to be good. If it works out bad, it's not going to be good. You know, it's like, if you have any of these fantasies are not going to be what you want it to be. And same thing with this too. It's like, this is not what I wanted to talk about with this song, but I just wanted to disagree with you.
Okay. Point registered. You should say what you liked about this song.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to start off saying what I didn't like. I had bad distortion on my version. Did you? Or was that just me?
I didn't notice it, if there was any.
Huh. In my pods, there was bad distortion. There was like this crunch, 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 kind of all the way through of distortion. And that was very distracting. But otherwise, you know, it was a good song, an excellent vocal performance, and that guitar just sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You know, the bridge that you thought was the sort of Age of Aquarius stuff, it kind of took me out of it because it was talking about, I don't know, it sounded almost like a commercial, you know, just breaking in with a you know, very well produced commercial in the middle of this lovely kind of folky song, and it took me out of it. So yeah, the slide guitar solo is awesome, a great backing vocals, but yeah, that constant crunch, crunch, crunch of the distortion was not fun. If if that's a problem with my own setup or something like that, then I feel bad about mentioning it. But on the other hand, again, I can't imagine that my experience of it wouldn't be the same as just about anybody else listening to it, you know, on earbuds, over your iPhone, you know, in whatever setting you're in, you know, streaming it or whatever. So, yeah, I just experienced it as I experienced it, as I imagine most people would, except for you, maybe.
Yeah, I for some reason, it didn't really stick out to me, like, on my headphones. Like, maybe the enhanced bass covered it up, like, because you're not getting a lot of the bass on your earbuds.
Yeah, yeah, could be. I'll try again on the headphones, but of course not before this podcast, because we're not going to go back and record over this.
Yep. Too late.
Yep.